T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Marks and Reese, we're back for an hour of Elliott Shore Parks. Whether you want it or not, he's
hey.
Here.
Hey, ooh boy!
What up, Eagles reporter? Well, you're not even an Eagles reporter. You're an Eagles personality.
Well, I am the Eagles reporter.
Well,
yeah. How am I not?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, don't take that title
away.
Yeah,
come on. I report on the team. I go down there and report on them. No, today, unfortunately, I couldn't go. You know. Missed the Gannon press conference.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, I'm not saying that you're not a reporter. What I'm saying to the station, you're more than just a reporter, right?
Yes.
You're an Eagles personality with Go Birds Radio. And
just try to do a bit of everything.
All right.
Yeah.
He just don't want you stripping him of his title.
I know. I got to keep as many titles as I can around here.
He don't mind if you strip the Sixers reporter from him.
Yeah, you can take that one.
Yeah, yeah. I don't blame you.
Probably done dropping Sixers takes for a little bit, you know?
Some are labeling him as the next Dittinger around here.
Yeah, some are. Yeah, no, not at all.
No? Are you in the running to replace Ray? Because I know
nobody replaces Ray, Marks. You know that.
Well, on the show.
Oh, yeah. No,
with
I
Glenn.
Don't know.
Glenn seems to be taking this kind of hard, too, I've noticed on social media. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they're a great tandem, so,
I know.
Sad to see Ray go. It's crazy. Saturday's his last show.
It is. It is, yeah. And I will be listening, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, there's been so many different things to talk about. Just what we're talking about right here. Like, Peter King has him the 9th best team in the NFL, right? Like, they had a good offseason, right? Like, no taking it away. They're a better team than when the season ended. I feel like we're getting a little bit too carried away. And then when it comes down to it, like, I can't get past a certain spot with Jalen Hurts as their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I look at this team and I say, yeah, they can be a playoff team. They can win 10 games, but other than that, they're nothing more than a low-level playoff team unless they get upgraded quarterback play, which I don't really see happening.
Yeah, I think the way I would describe my feelings on the team is I don't think the roster is a 13-win roster, but I think with the schedule, they could win 12 or 13 games. Like, if all the teams in the league played an equal schedule somehow, I think the Eagles, you know, would be probably a 10-win team is right about where they would be. But I think because of the schedule they have, they'll have an inflated kind of record versus what they really are. Now, do I think they can be the 9th or 10th best team in the NFL? Yeah, if Jalen Hurts is really good. But I also think, to be honest, one of my biggest concerns with this team is the defensive line. Like, when I look at projecting a roster and how I think a team's going to be, I look at three things. The quarterback, the offensive line, the defensive line. I am just as skeptical of the defensive line as I am of Hurts. Like, I know the offensive line is really good. I know they're going to get elite offensive line play.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Hurts could improve for sure, but the defensive line is also a major question mark. If they don't get after the quarterback this year, it doesn't really matter who's back there in the secondary. Obviously, it helps to have great corners, but I think there should be as much concern or, like, question marks about the defensive line as there is about Hurts.
Nah, because I look at the defensive line. I see what you're saying, but I look at the defensive line, and primarily I'm going to look at our outside linebacker rushers now, right?
Edge rushers, yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm assuming we're going to a 3-4.
Yes, exactly,
yes, so,
yeah.
So.
But Reddick, he'll be called a linebacker. He's a pass rusher. Like, that's what he is.
Right.
Yeah,
but he's a 3-4 linebacker.
Correct.
That's a pass rusher.
No, agreed.
Yeah, I agree. Like D.J. Watt.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a 3-4. He's an outside linebacker. I mean, when they go to the Pro Bowl, I mean, when they want to get paid, it's as a DN.
Exactly. I was going to say, when it comes down for the franchise
tag, as a linebacker.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I'm Reddick, I'm not happy my position as a linebacker. I can see why he calls himself Weapon. I don't know in the CBA where that ends up. But. Mm-hmm.
But I like those guys up front. I actually think Fletcher, and we just had BG on, and you can throw BG in this category as well, as a couple of the older guys, the vets. I could see them being sort of re-energized by all this new talent around them, right? Mm-hmm. These guys have won a Super Bowl. It's been a tough couple of years since then. A lot of their former teammates aren't here anymore. And as an older player, having to be a part of a rebuild or sort of new era coming in, you can almost feel like you're the odd man in here. Like, where do I fit in? This used to be my squad. Now I'm the lone man in here, and I'm not the one that's the highly respected one or the one that's the best player on the defense.
Or has the most attention and pressure on
Right, and all that type of stuff. But so that can sort of weigh on you a little bit. And I think that might have happened with Fletch over the last year. BG is always in a sort of a great mindset. But having new players and a newfound energy and, a lot of people talking about this as a playoff team and potential Super Bowl, that ignites older players. It's like you get that new juice in you, right? And so I think Fletcher, I'm not saying he's going to turn back the clock to 2017 or 2018, but I definitely believe we get a better version of Fletcher this year than we got last year. And BG obviously been out the entire year. You know he's going to be motivated and ready to come back.
I think that the Brandon Graham loss happened so early in the year, it almost got looked over. But he was a big loss. Like he was arguably their best defensive lineman. You can certainly clearly make an argument for Fletcher, but with Fletcher taking a bit of a step back last year, the loss of BG was huge. But I remember being on this show last year.
Especially
saying,
in the run game. Some people don't realize, maybe more importantly in the run game.
100%.
He's one of the better run stuffers.
He's one of the best run-stopping defensive ends in the league.
Yep.
For sure. He doesn't get double-digit sacks, but he is very good at stopping the run. But no, I mean, look, this time last year, I thought the line would be better than it was, and it wasn't. So the addition of Reddick helps. I don't know if I view Jordan Davis. He will help against the run. I'm not sure what he's going to do as an impact pass rusher. Like, he might make other guys around him better. We'll see. But I still have a question of, can they stop? Like, can they rush the passer? And if they can't, then they're not a top 10 team, in my opinion.
And I'm going to tell you this. N'Kobe Dean is not a read and react linebacker.
Interesting. Okay.
In other words, they're sitting there and fighting off blocks and all that and trying to make a tackle. No, this dude is a heat-seeking missile. He is a seek-and-destroy player. You let him run to the football. Do not handcuff him. Give him,
Listen.
Yes, he should be on attack mode.
Yeah.
A disruptor. That's what he is as a linebacker. If you force him to sit back there and read and react and wait, you're wasting his talent.
Well, the other thing, N'Kobe Dean, like, it's an exciting addition. I understand why fans are excited about it. It's not impacting my outlook on the team when I think about how many wins or losses they're going to have.
Oh, you're not? It doesn't?
No, it does.
Oh, it does.
He's a third-round linebacker that went late. Like, it's expecting him expecting him to be a difference maker is not fair.
Here's why I disagree with you, right? Because you want to focus on, well, I don't know, the pass rush. The defense as a whole is better. I don't think there's.
But the defense was mostly fine last year.
But the defense wasn't terrible. It wasn't a strength of the team. It didn't create a lot of turnovers, right? But like the defense this year is better. It's just a better defense.
Yeah,
they have better.
They have better players. Yes.
Right, they have better players. Yeah. So like, then why are we worried about the defense, right? Like they don't have a defense that's a difference making defense. They're not going to have a defense
because
that's a difference making
defense.
Because
I think the only player on the defensive line that you can say with confidence that's going to get after the quarterback is Hassan Reddick. Like, confidence. Josh Sweat is probably in that discussion.
Yeah.
But they got one player where the opposing offense is going, this person's going to be a problem for us to stop.
Don't disagree. Yeah. But to me, you want as much attention paid to the defensive line than you do as the quarterback. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, yes, I agree with you on that. Like, the quarterback, there's more pressure on him, and he's going to have a bigger impact on how the season goes. Do you believe in him? It's tough. I mean, if they had a better quarterback, obviously I would think they'd be a better team, clearly. And will Hurts take a step forward? I think he can be better, but until I see them pass the ball consistently, I can't sit here and say they're a team that I think can win two playoff games. I think you can win a playoff game with Jalen. Can you go like 2-3 games? I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, I don't think so. And we were talking to Jimmy Garoppolo. It's actually the perfect comp because he was a second-round draft pick. He was the guy that never dazzled as far as a passer, but he always seemed to do enough, and the guys really played behind him.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you got to take that step this year to where you're like, all right, now you win a playoff game. Now you're like, no, you know what? You can win with Jalen Hurts. When I watched him last year, I didn't feel like you could win with Jalen Hurts. Never felt like that.
And I'm not saying you're wrong for feeling that way, but I also think we would all agree by almost every measure, last year was a success. Like, if you look at what was expected versus what was accomplished, he went past expectations. They made the playoffs, right? He started
as a
well,
passer.
That's a team thing.
Well, but yes, true. But I'm saying he was the quarterback of the team. If we're going to go into this year and say he's the most important part of the roster, like, there's a reason quarterbacks have win-loss records and others don't. And
that's the stupidest stat in the world.
Right, we don't have to get into that. But yeah. But I'm saying the fact is he was the quarterback of the team last year, and they won 9 games, and they were only supposed to win 5 or 6. Like,
I agree.
That is an accomplishment for Jalen.
It is. No doubt, it is.
Yeah, I would say I don't know if I would say he exceeded expectations last year. Forget about the team. I'm just looking at him as an individual. Right, and what you sort of expected from him as an individual and how you develop. Because you can look at the team as a whole, and that's the sum of all the parts coming together to form the team. And then you can also evaluate each player individually as to whether or not they got better from the year before and whether or not somebody took a step back. Like, we would all agree, Fletcher took a step back as a player, but still the team was better overall. Mm. So I would say, and I don't even know if I can say this definitively, I don't know if Jalen exceeded my expectations last year or if he met them. I was trying to figure out, like, what expectations did I have for him last year? And I can't quantify that in stats.
Don't puke on yourself.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I kind of figured he wouldn't do that anyway.
I think before the season, if I told you he had 26 total touchdowns,
I'd have been okay with that.
You would have been like,
good.
That is probably
that's
more than
year.
I expect, right? Yeah. And he didn't turn the ball over a ton. I think that was impressive. What did he end up with, maybe 6 interceptions, I think? Now, didn't
think
throw it a
nine.
Ton, which is
now,
part
Elliot,
of
if I told you before the season he had 16 passing touchdowns, would you say that was a good season?
No, I wouldn't.
And see, here's why the rushing touchdowns are a little misleading. While there were a few in there that were dazzling, I remember the Saints game. He gave the stanky leg, right? He shook the defense and ran back. We remember that when most
a lot of them are quarterback sneaks.
Yes. Yeah, you knew what I was getting to.
Yeah.
Yes, most of them are quarterback sneaks. So it's not as if he was a dynamic runner and scored 10 touchdowns.
And that's my
thing. Miles Sanders is like, 8 of those should have been mine.
I was going to say, Miles not getting a touchdown is like the biggest upset of all time with them setting the franchise record.
Yeah.
But when you talk about next year and like what the expectation be for him and everything in the team, what I look at is, like, what can we count on with them where we know that they can do it really well? Like, I was thinking about the 2000, 2001.
Running
the football.
Yeah.
But when I think about the 01, 02 Eagles or whatever year you want to start with, the defense right away you knew was really good. Like, you were like, okay, the defense can carry this team to a certain floor. I don't know where on this roster I look at and go, besides the running game, which frankly I don't think is really enough in a second year to lead them, like, do I know that they can rush the passer at a great level? No. Do I know they can pass the ball at a great level? No. And, like, those are arguably the two most important parts of the game. So I think the schedule, they've shown they can beat bad teams. That is something noteworthy. But the schedule, I think people are more excited about the schedule than the roster, if that makes sense. Like, if the schedule...
Yeah.
If the schedule wasn't what it was, I don't think anybody would have this team as a 10 or 11.
But when you look at what people are saying about the Eagles in 2022, the first things you see are the roster, the schedule. Then you start hearing about some of the other stuff, like the quarterback.
Right.
Like, it's never the quarterback. Like, Jalen Hurts took a huge step last year, and he's going to lead. No, it's Jalen Hurts is down the list. And I feel like that most Eagles fans right now like Jalen Hurts a lot. But they also realize, like, they want to see what he does this year. It's like another audition, because that's what it is this year for him.
Yeah, I think that's there. I just believe there are more people that are in my camp. And Ellie, I don't know what camp you're in.
Yeah.
You're like a double dutch. You remember the double dutch game?
Oh, of course. I was never good at it, but I remember watching people play it in the schoolyard. Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you weren't very good at it.
Yeah, I didn't play.
That wouldn't look very good for you,
no.
But yes.
Well, I mean,
we like to watch them double dutch, right?
Yes, I would watch
right?
all
we
watch the songs and everything.
Girls
yeah,
the double
of course.
Dutch, yeah. Okay, hang with me. You're getting married in a month or so.
Yeah.
It really pops out and it grows.
Anyway, that's how you are with Jalen. You're in, you're out, you're in, you're in, you're out.
No, he doesn't really believe.
No, he doesn't. And I'm sitting here saying most people are in my camp, where they at least are leaning in his favor, because I think history says he's more likely to succeed than not succeed. Now, the level of success will always be measured, right? We're going to look at that.
Right.
But I think he takes a step forward this year as a passing quarterback? How can he not with this amount of talent around him?
Well,
how can he not get better?
The way he cannot is if the blueprint was laid out in Tampa. Like, I think a full year of experience for him
matters.
That was
the running game. That's when we were a running team. We couldn't throw the ball back then.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, we had Jalen Reagor out there.
They dared him to throw it.
Yeah, the Buccaneers lined up heavy in the box and said, we dare you to throw it. And I think we'll find out very early on this year if when teams dare the Eagles to do that, if Jalen's able to do it. Now, I will say if I had to pick a camp, I think I fall in your camp. Like, I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think there's a good chance they win 12 games. I do think Jalen's track record of improvement is there. But when I think about, like, can I really pick them to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender? That's where, you know, I don't know if I can go all the way in on that, because if we're being objective, like from the outside, I don't think many people would look at this team and go, Jalen's somebody we're worried about. Or worried about in terms of playing them.
Yeah.
You have more teams you're going to play this year that have the advantage over you at quarterback
than the other way around.
All right, well, hold on that. We'll do that on the other side. I want to get some phone calls in here.
We knew you would.
Steve in Bristol. Steve, how are you, buddy? What's up?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Hi, Steve.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, Ike, I just want to let you know I've been a big fan. But right now,
more of a fan as a player or a radio host, Steve?
Both.
Ah, exact good answer.
But I'm on Ike's side. You know what? Jalen Hurts, you figure when Wentz came in, he almost immediately became successful, and then he fizzled out.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts isn't not successful, but he's not great yet. The thing is, it takes time. Now, I can correct me if I'm wrong, but as an athlete, you got this. Some of that is in your mind. It's mental. You got to have a mental toughness.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets AJ Brown, who he was pushing to get, he practiced with him during the off season here, before they got him. He wanted him. The team went out and got him. Hurts mentally is now stronger. He knows he got the weapon he wants. He's going to go out there and play a lot better.
Well, I mean, like, the first part, yeah. The second part.
Even Hurts had to look out there and be like, man, I got to throw this ball to Jalen Reagor right now.
Yeah. Or even Quez. Like, I know people in this town love Quez, but, you know, Quez is a number four receiver on a really good receiving corps.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You know, like maybe three, maybe.
Maybe
but,
three is top.
But Quez is not someone.
At least right now. Who
at
knows
least
what
right
he,
now.
Yeah, what
he has the potential,
be.
And I think he probably exceeded expectations to a certain degree last year, too.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no question that when you talk about the passing game, Hurts gets the bulk of the, you know, blame and praise both ways. But the receiving matter, we have to see if Sirianni can scheme open a passing game with these weapons. Like, there's a ton of pressure on Hurts, but there's also a ton of pressure on Sirianni.
Yeah, and listen, the thing I want to see with Jalen is that bailing out of the pocket at the one, like, you can't do that this year. Like, that's the thing. That's one of the biggest things I'm sure they want to see from him, is being able to stand in the pocket and deliver a throw, knowing that you may have to take a big hit. It happens. Like, that's what all these quarterbacks get paid to do, is to stand in there and deliver a big throw, knowing you're about to take a shot in your chops. Tom Brady has done it his entire career, which is probably why he gets rid of the ball as fast as he does.
Yeah.
But that's what they do, and that's what Jalen has to do. Like, he's going to run into a lot of problems this year if he continues to play the way he played the first year and a half of him playing quarterback. What was it, a year and a quarter.
Inside the NovaCare, I think they believe Hurts' arm is good enough.
Yeah.
Like, he can make all the throws. Now, can he, can he put it 70 yards down the field on the run? Probably not. But from the pocket, I think he can make all the throws.
Can he throw that out route from the opposite hash?
That
10-yard, 20-yard out route where you're on the opposite hash and you got to throw that thing like a BB.
So he is strong.
Get it over there.
I think as he improves on what he's seeing, his arm will look better. Like, that, a big part of arm strength and getting, you know, there's very few throws you make in the NFL where, like if you know what you're seeing, you can make the throw.
I think Russell Wilson's arm is the strongest arm coming out in college. He doesn't have the strongest arm.
No.
He throws a nice deep ball. He gets it up there. He lofts it up there. But
when
you're talking about throwing the ball down the field, arm strength, it's not Aaron Rodgers. It's not Pat Mahomes. It's not Josh Allen. That's not what Russell Wilson does. He's always been a timely thrower, thrower with anticipation. And the reason why he throws the deep ball well, because he knows when he hits that back foot to let that ball go, and his receivers are usually running under the ball to catch it, as opposed to him, like, getting it in there to him. So that's what Russell has always done as a quarterback.
Mm. All right, we'll come back to 215-592-9494. 94. Marks and Reese, 215.
Big whip like Carson. See, he has the whip.
Bronco arm.
Yeah, he has the, you know.
Where'd Peter King have them? 26?
Yeah, Washington wasn't very high on the list.
We want me to. My team's in the top 10.
Yeah, well, I mean, your quarterback's in the 26.
215-592-9494. Elliot's thoughts on the Eagles' interest in Nick Foles.
Oh, here we go.
Your phone calls.
Here we go, yeah.
We'll take phone calls coming up next. And also, how many teams does Elliot give Jalen Hurts the advantage over when it's the head-to-head matchup in 2022? Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Marks and Reese, with an hour of Elliot, which is halfway done. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team, no Philly sales tax, plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville or online, marks-jewelers.com. Elliot answered for me. What's the main reason you believe in the Eagles heading into the season? The quarterback, the roster, the schedule, or the coaching staff?
I think the main reason they could win 13 games is the schedule. The main reason I believe the team could be a playoff team is because of the offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, like, the roster is better, but if they have, if they're facing a different schedule, we wouldn't feel the same way about the team.
Yeah.
I agree with you. But then, like, as number one Hurts fan responds to the poll on Twitter, it says the quarterback's part of the roster, so it's weird to separate them. Oh, yeah, it's very weird to separate a quarterback from the rest of the team. We would never do that as football fans, as Eagles fans. We would never do that.
I mean, Peter King himself, who had him ninth, said Jalen's a C-plus quarterback.
Yeah, it was the weirdest explanation. We were talking about it yesterday. He's raving about the Eagles, and he says, well, if Jalen Hurts could be a C-plus quarterback, they can win they can win 12 games. No, they can't.
I mean, they could, but it'd be tough.
Yeah, you would need everybody else
on
the team.
Yeah, like you would have to have a top-five defense, a top-five running game.
But here's what I'm saying. Even if they were to get 12 wins, what is that really – like, how good is the team really?
But see, it matters, though, is because if they can start at home in the playoffs, that's such an advantage versus last year. And if you can start at home, like, it only takes one great game from any player at that point to win it, right? Like, Jalen can you know, be a C-plus quarterback throughout the year. They start at home and he has a good game and they win a playoff game. Like, that's a career-changing moment in some ways. So if they can open the playoffs at home, and I think the schedule allows them to do that, they can win a playoff game, which is why I think they will be better next year than they were last year.
All right. Archie in Mount Airy seems pretty upset about it. He's calling him the Duke, Jack Fritz.
Ooh.
The second guy that calls Jalen Hurts the Duke. What's
all right.
up, Archie? How are you, buddy?
Hey, how are you? This is the Duke. Shout out to OG Wade. He's my number one caller. And thank
you. I feel like he's my son.
Me too.
And thank you guys for taking my phone call. I've been a big fan for a while now. So thank you so much for that.
No doubt.
Just want to say the Duke is the best person on this team. And he's the reason why this team will get to 13 or 14 wins this season.
Where did the Duke nickname come from? Just out of
OG
curiosity.
OG Wade.
Like, what's the why?
I don't.
It's John Wayne, the Duke.
Okay. Ah,
all right.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Hey. I didn't remember.
Yeah, John Wayne.
I thought
the
it was
Duke.
Like a football reference.
Well, I mean, the Duke was cool, John Wayne. Right. I mean, now OG Wade to call up and correct me if I'm wrong, but John Wayne, pardon me, Archie, John Wayne, Western. He obviously did other movies too, military movies, a lot of Army movies. John Wayne did back in the day, but he's mainly known as a Western guy, cowboy, and he was called the Duke.
Okay,
that was his nickname. But he was like the cool guy, the Duke. So I'm assuming that's where OG Wade got it from.
That makes sense, Archie.
I have a problem because that's, you know, so yeah. But anyway, yes.
Sorry about that, everybody.
The Duke, Jalen Hurts, will be the best person on the team. As to me, he was last year. To me, he was a savior for us last year. If you think about all the games that he won and the drop passes from all those receivers, I think we'll be talking about very differently about Jalen if Jalen Reagor would have caught those passes, or if the 49ers game, if those receivers would have gone out of bounds, or if Quest would run fast enough, you know, he made that bomb pass to him. You know, I think we're going to talk a little bit differently about him. But I also believe if those things did happen for a reason, because we got guys like, you know, Juan Arthur that's in here right now, that's on the team right now, and we're getting more receivers that's coming in, and the team is bulking up the way it is. But I thank you guys to cut him some slack. Jalen is the reason why we were successful last year. I've seen many plays where the offensive line have broke down, and he saved the offensive line that we're calling all of a sudden 100% great. To me, they were top 10, but they were not the best. I've watched all these games over again on Red Zone, and I've seen more plays that Jalen Hurts made with his arm and with his legs because the offensive line could not do their job. But we're not talking about that. We're just talking about how he's ineffective.
Well, because the offensive line the offensive line was good, and you're not going to have perfect protection on every play, right? Like, if you're looking at the big picture, Archie, the offensive line was good.
Well, and there's other parts of it, too, where, you know, Jalen steps up too early or leaves. You know, there's other parts. And the offensive line and the quarterback are very in sync in terms of how the pass protection works. What I would agree with Archie, though, is, like, the main difference between the Eagles in a lot of ways between 2021 and 2020 was the quarterback play. Like, bottom line, Carson sunk the season in 2020. 2021, Jalen stepped in and gave them average to above average quarterback play. And they made the playoffs.
Yeah, but hang on a second. We're also not really looking at what
Carson
he was doing
was also
out there.
Playing a first-place schedule. They won
the schedule
division.
Whoa.
They won a division the year before they got to the playoffs. So let's not leave out the fact that the Eagles were playing a last-place schedule last year.
But I'm saying in 2020, Carson was the worst part of the roster.
Okay, I mean,
well, that's
what
I'm
saying.
I'm just
saying there's a different level of competition that was being played against.
Yes.
This is what I'm saying. One guy had success against a poorly constructed schedule, right? That was come on, we played Gilbert Godfrey as a quarterback last year.
Yeah, and he was not good.
Yeah, for sure.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. But would you agree Jalen played?
Yeah, I mean, I need to stop saying Gilbert Godfrey.
No, it's all right. I don't know his name. So that's what we have to say. Go ahead.
Jalen played better in 2021 than Carson did in 2020, though.
What, running the football? Yeah.
No, like overall as a quarterback.
That's my point. Without
you're taking the lowest bar to measure.
Right, but Elliot, you made the statement of saying that his quarterback play, and you called it above average quarterback play, was the difference in the two seasons. But really, what was the quarterback play? It was Jalen Hurts doing a lot of running around and then running the football.
But it's still better play from the quarterback.
Yeah, but is it sustainable long term? And that's where I don't think it is. Right?
I don't know if it is or not. But I know last year,
but
the main
matters.
Difference was the quarterback. between 2020, 2021, in 2020, Carson was throwing like two, three interceptions
a game. Listen. You're the same guy that bailed on the guy.
Well, bailed
No. You bailed on the
bailed
guy.
Bailed is strong.
No, bailed on the guy. And you bailed on him not once, but several times in the season. You bailed on him first in training camp. He was having one of the worst training camps you had seen, right? Completing less than 50% of his passes. What I'm doing is giving you talk with your chest out right now after the fact. I'm telling you, in the moment, you didn't feel this way.
But what I'm saying
in
is
the
now,
moment,
right.
No. Okay, in the moment, you didn't feel this way. So don't act like, don't act like Jalen's play was so outstanding, because if it was, you would have never jumped off the bandwagon. Don't wait till after the season is over with and he has a playoff game on his resume to now want to jump back on it and say, he did this, he did that. You didn't think it was all that great during the season. I'm the one on this show that said stick with Jalen. Don't bail on him.
Yep.
I'm the one who was saying that. Yeah. So don't sit here and act like you was all in awe of Jalen's play last year. It wasn't that stellar. And being better than Wentz in 2020 ain't really a high bar to clear.
But what I never said
that's not a high bar to clear. That's a low bar to clear. And his play wasn't that great last year, which is why the Eagles were still looking for a quarterback this offseason.
But I never said I was in awe of Jalen's play last year.
Okay.
Did I? I said that they got better.
No, it sounds like you thought about it. His play was so great.
The difference between the two teams in 2020 and 2021 was they got average quarterback play one year. And the year before that, they got the worst quarterback play in the NFL.
We understand that.
Yes, that was the point I was making to what Archie was saying on why he deserves some credit for the success they had. I agree. Him stepping in to the role where they got bad play the year before and giving them above average play impacted things.
And having better coaches and better talent around you and everything else probably helped him too.
Well, it was a lot of the same roster. The offensive line stayed healthy.
Better coaches and better offensive talent around him. Don't act like that didn't play a part.
Yes,
having Nick Sirianni here as the coach last year was a huge reason why this team was able to win the games. Doug was a disaster in his final year here. A disaster.
I don't know. Disaster. I mean, again, like, you're deflecting blame off of Carson.
No,
like,
I'm not deflecting blame.
Yeah, okay, so it was the coaching staff. It was the roster. It was the schedule.
Elliot, what I'm doing is giving you the entire picture. You're trying to pin it on one guy. I'm not even here with the Carson thing. I'm just telling you what helped Jalen play better in 2021 and his team be better. It was a better coaching staff. Yeah. It was a more cohesive coaching staff. There was better talent on the team this year, and they got better quarterback play.
Yes, I
that's
agree
all
with that.
True.
But also, so Jalen played smarter football last year than Carson did in 2020,
sure,
and that was
because
a big
he had a
part
coach.
Of it.
The guy averaged 20 passes,
but he only threw six or seven interceptions. Like that matters when your quarterback's throwing.
What I'm saying is the coach, when they realized, you know, he threw like six of those in the first six games, and then they stopped throwing the ball.
Yeah.
Okay, so then they stopped throwing the ball for the rest of the season pretty much. So that cut down on his ability to throw interceptions, because when they were throwing it, He was one of the leaders of interceptions in the league. Mm.
He struggled early on in the year.
Okay,
I agree with that.
Okay, so let's just add it all into the equation.
I wouldn't say I bailed on him
sure
in training.
Sure you did.
Hold on. I said he had a bad training camp.
Did he bail on him?
He bailed on
Jalen.
Yeah,
okay,
Hold on. I also made a bet that he would have 35 total touchdowns and win 11 games. So let's not act like
it was before you bailed.
Well, we held you to that because you said that before you bailed on him.
I paid out, so I did. I was held to it. But I'm saying at the end of the day, like, Archie, or that was the last call, I think it was Archie. Mm-hmm. He's right that, like, Jalen does deserve credit for the fact that they made the playoffs. Like, he does. Like, he stepped in and played better than
Carson. Who deserves
Carson
more
did.
Credit, Jalen Hurts or Nick Sirianni?
I would say Nick Sirianni.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean Jalen deserves no
first
credit.
First-year coach who's never been the head coach clearly shows you that he found a way to minimize Jalen Hurts' deficiencies, not expose them.
Yes, he did a great job.
Okay, then, so... Okay, then.
Yeah,
so that's all I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
But he was
smart with the ball, is what I'm saying. And that's a big deal. You don't think Jalen was smart with the ball last year?
I don't think he was great. Tyrod Taylor was the difference in the Bills making the playoffs that year where he was the starter up there. Right? But you also had to look at it and say, like, all right, what is he as a quarterback, though? And the Bills knew he wasn't the guy.
Dude, you got to get over the Wentz thing. Is that your is your objective to have Jalen
be
better
than Wentz? I didn't mean to make
it
be a Wentz thing. Yeah, I wasn't trying to be. I was just making a point about the difference between why Jalen mattered
last year.
If
you tweak me with Wentz, we're going to talk about it.
I know bringing up Carson.
You want to talk about it.
I know. It's not the
schedule. You want to talk about it.
No, I'm bringing it up to make the point that why Jalen, what he did last year, he deserves credit and why it was impressive. That's the point I'm making from one year to the other.
That's our boxing bell here on the Marks and Reese show.
Goodness, I like it. Yeah,
so we'll get back to the phone calls in a second.
Nick Foles.
There's a report that the Eagles were very interested in him, and they would then have traded probably Gardner
yeah,
Minshew.
Ring the bell again.
That's why he didn't want to talk about this.
No, we'll talk about this.
Yeah, he didn't really want to talk about Wentz.
We'll talk about it.
No, and I went to let's be concise
about
this
every
week with Nick Foles.
He's in the division, so get ready for it.
I
know you are.
Do you think there was interest from the Eagles, and should they have had interest in your
I
opinion?
Think there was interest in him if they traded Gardner Minshew. I don't believe they would have had all three quarterbacks on the roster.
Well,
I think
that makes sense, obviously.
I think Foles, this is what I was saying yesterday. I think Foles is a better quarterback than Minshew is right now. And I think with where this team is going to be at, I'd rather have him start a game. But I don't think they would have brought him in and kept Minshew.
I don't either.
I agree.
Nor should they have.
Ring the bell. It's over then. There we go.
Yeah, my whole point was that they had legitimate interest in him, and they would have wanted him to come here. And it made sense why they would. They have a roster that I'm pretty sure they feel they can go very far with, and they have a quarterback who has yet to really prove that he could do that, and he got banged up late in the year because he runs an awful lot. So if that's going to be the case this year, I would rather have a veteran quarterback in place that I know I can trust, and I know who's done it, and won't mind being a backup quarterback, and is not going to come in and cause any waves. He's the perfect solution, and Jalen isn't Carson Wentz. He wasn't the number one pick or number two pick in the draft, got an extension, all this other stuff. Jalen is still trying to establish himself as a player in this league, so he doesn't feel entitled. So he's not going to even be concerned about Nick Foles. He's worried about going out and doing his job. And that's also a thing I like about Jalen Hurts. And I think that's why the Eagles were okay with looking at Nick Foles, because they believe Jalen Hurts could handle Nick Foles being here.
Yeah, so two things. One, you're not saying this, but I think it's unfair sometimes for people to be like, well, Jalen's not Carson because Carson couldn't handle it. What happened to Carson was an extremely rare traumatic situation, if we're being completely honest. Like, to say Jalen can handle it, like, yeah, because Jalen didn't watch Nick Foles win the Super Bowl as his backup, right?
Right.
Jalen's not really been through anything with the Eagles, anything close to what Carson went through. So we have no idea how Jalen would handle it. Because before it happened, I didn't hear anybody say Carson's mentally weak. Carson was like, from North Dakota, super tough, all those things, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think Nick himself would have been a distraction in the Novacare, but Nick would have been a distraction overall.
I know what you're saying.
More people would have been calling for Nick Foles if Jalen was struggling. People probably would have been asking for Nick Foles to start week one, if we're being completely honest. I don't think it would have been the right decision. But ultimately, like, Nick Foles is a bigger distraction than Minshew. I think Foles is a better teammate in some ways than Minshew. Like,
definitely.
I don't blame Minshew for asking for the starting job, but he's at a different point in his career, right?
Sure.
Nick's content with coming in and being a veteran.
Nick already made a ton
mentor.
Of money. He has a ton of money. He won
the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Exactly.
Super Bowl MVP, Pro Bowl MVP.
Minshew's in a contract year trying to get his career to survive. Mm-hmm. So it's just completely different. But it would have been a distraction if Foles came
here. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Yo, what's going on, Johnny Marks, Hank Reese?
What is up?
ESP.
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, Jalen Hurts is awful as a quarterback.
All right, there it
is. Awful quarterback. And you need to stop because you know you bailed on him.
Okay, I did not bail on him.
You both bailed on him.
No.
The only time I remember bailing on him was when you asked me what was more important, making the playoffs or seeing if Jalen's the guy, and I said making the playoffs.
You and Chuck
That's the
are
only
the
way. No.
And then you like to rip other people for bailing. Chuck fought with me about it. He called me a flip-flopper and a bailer on the Sixers. Look what you did with Jalen Hurts.
I one time on one interview said that I would have prioritized the playoffs over him. That is not bailing on Jalen.
Have you ever heard me bail on anybody?
No.
Well, you're going down with the Bronco
still going
ship,
down with
which
the Bronco.
I respect. But
I got
you're
a
still,
few ships I'm
let
going
the
down
Bronco
with.
Bronco bust.
Evan Turner.
So, Chuck,
Geno Smith, still there.
Still could be a star.
Apparently playing better than in camp so far.
Go figure. Chuck, even though you've now picked, I think, 10 wins for the Eagles, it's not because of the quarterback, huh?
No, listen. He's going to be in spite of. You know, let me tell you something.
They're not going to win 10 games in spite of Jalen.
Yes, they will.
No, but they did last year.
No, they did not win in spite of Jalen last year.
Listen, if you got to keep changing, Dick Sirianni got to keep changing his offense, his scheme, so it can fit this quarterback who can't run his offense, and that's a problem. So I want to see this year if this guy could really make all the throws, if he really worked on the offseason, if he can stay in the pocket and not go run to his right side every time he gets in trouble. That Tampa Bay game, it was throws to be had. And the guy that called from Mount Airy, he ain't from Mount Airy because he don't talk like he's from Mount Airy. Because I'm going to tell you something. That offensive line, if you look at that game in Tampa Bay, That offensive line gave him a lot of chances to make plays. And I think the offensive line would have looked a lot better had we had a better quarterback back there. Jalen Hurts is suspect. And you know it, and you just try to jump back on the bandwagon.
No. He does know it. He does know it, Chuck.
He's got A.J. Brown, all the other weapons. But he is going to be the reason when he got to make a big throw, big time throw, across the middle. Let's see if he can get it there. He can read defenses. Let's see if he can get it there. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. The defense has got another year on him. And these guys, these defensive coordinators, they dumb.
Yep.
You got a quarterback on your team right now you guys aren't even talking about. Once Carson Strong coming to the training camp and start slinging that rock,
you'll
be like Patrick Mahomes and Alex Smith. You're going to be like, I don't even want Jalen Hurts as our quarterback no more. With this guy throwing the ball, wait till I tell you. That's the quarterback to watch out for. Carson Strong, baby.
All right, Chuck.
Chuck just went to a totally different quarterback.
Yeah, come on, Carson Strong.
I mean, he's the quarterback of the future.
Yeah. By the way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Jack loves Carson Strong.
I do. I mean, sometimes you got to have an eye for talent, but he does have degenerative. It's not regenerative, it's degenerative knees.
Yes.
Yes.
Same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Maybe he could go to QC Kinetics and we could get a steal of a quarterback.
Something tells me he's been to QC Kinetics or a place like that many times.
Well, can he go to where Kobe went in Germany?
Well, that's what it is, right?
If he really wants to win, he will.
Yeah.
His Mamba mentality.
His Mamba mentality.
Well, Utley went there too and it didn't work.
All right. So Elliot, I'm going to put it put right now on the test. All right. You think Jalen Hurts is good enough to win a Super Bowl with the Eagles?
Yes. Is that what you want to hear? Yes.
No, I want you to give me an honest answer.
Yeah.
Which that one didn't sound honest.
I really believe.
Yes, I think with this roster, with Jalen, they could
win
a Super Bowl.
No, you're nuts.
They won one with Nick Foles.
No,
again,
you're
like
nuts. You're nuts. No.
You always okay, hold on.
I answer you, John. No.
Hold on, timeout.
You I actually like Jalen Hurts.
He does this where he puts an insanely high bar every time he asks me a Jalen question. Every time he asks me old Jalen, it's like, is he gonna be the quarterback for 5 years? Can they win a Super Bowl? Like,
but ultimately you believe in the guy or you don't.
How many quarterbacks in the NFL can you say they could win a Super Bowl without question?
Four, five?
Like,
oh, stop it. No.
Go ahead. Go through.
I'm going to right now.
Okay.
I got to bring up
Mahomes, Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going after that.
Russell. I believe you can win a Super Bowl with Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow.
So I'm not disputing you on Herbert, but for what it's worth.
No, you ain't winning no Super Bowl with Dak Prescott.
Herbert hasn't even been in the playoffs.
That's true.
So I, you know.
Oh, because Jalen's been in the playoffs?
Jalen's been in the playoffs.
Yeah, but.
Well, so has Wentz.
Yeah, well, like, yeah.
Kirk Cousins.
He's been
in the playoffs, yeah.
Kirk Cousins, no.
And they would have won the Super Bowl in 2017 if he didn't get hurt.
Our internet is like, down here. Trevor Lawrence is going into his second year, but, like.
He's not winning the
Super
Bowl.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look like it. Kyler Murray?
Not the smartest guy.
I don't think Kyler's a Super Bowl guy.
Oh, but you think Jalen Hurts is? Are you insane?
You asked me if the Eagles could win a Super Bowl with this roster and Jalen. And the answer to me is yes. Of course they have a chance. Would I put it above 50%? No, but I think there's a chance.
No, forget about this roster. I'm saying with Jalen Hurts, do you believe you can win a Super Bowl in Philadelphia with the Eagles with Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I'm just going to say yes to appease you. Because
no,
you're
setting you be
because if I say no, then it's going to be, well, you don't like Jalen. You don't think they can win with him.
No, it means
no,
that
that's exactly what you're
going to
do.
It's because you don't believe in him.
You
that's
can believe
point.
In a quarterback without saying they can definitively win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I don't want a guy that I can't say they can't win a Super
Bowl. Then how many
Bowl
guys
with?
Do you want? That's my point. Like, what your bar has been set so high is the point I'm
yeah,
making.
Yeah, well, fine. If you consider that a high bar, yes. But
yeah,
like,
I think winning a Super Bowl is a pretty high bar. I would say that's a pretty high bar.
Is that not the bar we want?
Yeah, are you on drugs?
No,
what are you
I'm
talking
not,
about?
What I'm saying is for you to ask me and Jalen after 1 year of starter to say, can you definitely win a Super Bowl with him?
I didn't say that.
That's exactly what you asked
me. I didn't say,
did you not say, could they win a Super Bowl with him as a quarterback?
Yeah, but this isn't that difficult. You look at
it's incredibly difficult.
So listen,
to project if you can win a Super Bowl with a quarterback, it's incredibly
but
difficult.
But here's my point. Let me try to explain it to you. All right?
I understand it, but
no,
go
no,
ahead.
No, you don't. Let me try to explain it to you. Donovan McNabb didn't win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
But when Donovan McNabb was the Eagles quarterback, I would have said you can win a Super Bowl with that guy. Doesn't mean you're guaranteeing a Super Bowl. It means that he has the talent that you're going in, and almost every year you have a legitimate chance of winning a Super Bowl with him as being the quarterback. And I can't say that about Jalen
Hurts.
Would
you have
Hurts.
Said that after Donovan's first year as a starter?
Yes!
I mean, look.
Elliot, you were 3 years old. So
oh,
I
yeah, we
here.
Knew Donovan could win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Donovan, yeah.
What did he say? He was 3 years old?
Yeah, I was.
How
yeah,
old
much,
am I?
Yeah.
How old am I?
Right.
Nah, I wasn't three. No. But I don't think I was like 10 or 11.
You would have said it after Wentz's first year.
You knew that Donovan, like, when he came out, he wasn't the greatest passer his first or his second year. But even when he wasn't a great passer, there was something about him, the way he played, that we were like, no, mm-hmm. like, you can win with this guy.
Yep.
And I just don't see it with Jalen.
That's fine.
I just don't see it with Jalen. So it's I'm not asking you to guarantee a freaking Super Bowl.
That's exactly
win.
Yes. So can I'm you win just a Super Bowl with Jalen? I think it's possible. After okay. seeing them win with Foles, after seeing this roster, like if Jalen improves, they could be the number one seed in the NFC.
Okay.
This is always a great hour.
Right. No, and
but this is what he does. He tries to paint me in a corner, like, you know, like being like, if I don't want him for 5 years or the Super Bowl, and then I'm out on him. And then
all that I
4 months later, I'm a flip-flopper if I don't, you know, like.
All that I asked is if you believed
in
him.
Yeah, I bailed, exactly, because for 1 week of one interview, I said I'd prioritize the playoffs.
All that I asked was if you believe in him to be a guy that can develop into a Super Bowl-winning quarterback.
Yeah.
And you don't believe that, and you're full of crap if you say that you can.
I said yes, didn't I?
Hugh Douglas was on with Giulio last week mm-hmm. and him and Joe were talking about the same thing, and Hugh was like, well, yeah, I mean, I guess you can win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts. I mean,
if the, just like that, too?
If the roster was like,
I don't know if Hugh would appreciate this impression.
He's trying to, well, Hugh broke our door out there, so whatever.
That's why I wouldn't be making that impression about it. That's my point.
But
yeah.
Here's what everybody said, and you did the same freaking thing. You talked about how great the roster has to be around. Oh, well, as long as the roster's great around Jalen Hurts. And Hugh said the same thing. He said, well, if you have a really, really good defense and you surround him with talent on offense, well, damn it, that's any quarterback.
That's not any quarterback.
Any quarterback to any Most starting level quarterback. Yes, it is.
It's more quarterbacks, yes.
Yes. So it's not about, like, I want a difference-making quarterback. No one says about Russell Wilson, like, oh, well, as long as the roster's great around them and blah, blah, good quarterbacks, you don't talk about the roster. You talk about the quarterback.
All right.
Wow.
There you have it.
We'll see. I just want me to say, I'm not going to get, I mean, right. If you're going to call me a flip-flopper every week, then, you know, like, I'm going to err on the side of caution. Where, yeah.
No, are you going to be scared to give a take now?
No, I'm giving my take. No.
You're worried about Johnny Marks and myself.
I just said he could win a Super Bowl. I don't think that's standing on the fence.
Well, that's true. You did say. You let him bully you into saying it, though.
Whatever, I still got
because you don't
there.
Believe
you flip flopped off of him last year.
Jeez, you did. You did.
Flip.
You know you
I did not flip
at least three times.
No,
at least
one
three
time.
Times. In the middle of the season too. After that damn Raiders game, you were out.
I was about to be, and then thank God I wasn't.
And by the
I remember
way,
getting the pod ready, being like I was going to be wrong, and then I wasn't.
I flip flop with the best of them, Elliot. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, only right. smart people flip flop.
Exactly right. Yeah, because the more information you
exactly.
receive, like,
you guys
his
wanted me to
play.
Go to training camp practice and say he was awesome. He didn't have a great training
no,
camp.
No, but after
no, we wanted you to report the honest truth,
and that's
and
what
did.
I did. Yeah.
No, we're not mad at you for telling us exactly yeah. what you saw. We're just saying that caused you to have concern.
It did.
All right, Ella, get out of here.
Love you.
All right, brother. This was fun.
As always. Other side is one of the.
We didn't even get to talk to him about Dr. LA or anything, man.
Oh, he's. Well, no, he
I'm taking a break from the Sixers.
He resigned. Yeah. He resigned as our.
Speaking of flip flopping, I should have flip flopped on Harden a few times for coming on here every Tuesday saying they'd be fine. That's why I really should have flip flopped.
Oh, all right, Elliot, beat it.
Good, brother.
Speaking of the Sixers, is one of the stars that a lot of people were hoping the Sixers could go after this summer already throwing a wrench in their plans? We'll get to that story as well as your Eagles phone calls after this. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, guys. Now, you know how much I've been loving taking Athletic Greens, right? I started taking AG1 because, quite frankly, I need me a picker-upper. How about that, Jack?
It really pops out and it grows.
A little more excitement, a little more energy. I'm feeling better these days, Jack. Everybody's happy. Yeah, there we go. I'm on a super multivitamin, Elliot. You can't get it any better than AG1, brother. Here's what you need to do. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with this daily nutrition. Now, it's just one scoop in your water every day. That's it. That's all you need. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. Tons of people take some kind of multivitamin every day. And it's important to choose one with high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. Now, AG1 is a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. Now, your subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in the winter months. Guess what? We don't get very much sunlight in the winter months. Take that. Now, to make it easy for you, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Ike. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Ike to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.